Good Saturday morning, guys. Welcome to Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millette, broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful North Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, if this is your first time listening to this show, you, sir, or ma'am, are most certainly in for a treat. Because our mission here is simple. That is to empower our community, the African-American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We are legacy building. That is what we are doing. So, guys, look, you can catch us on social media. Yeah. We out there a little bit. Just a teeny, little TT. We out there on social media. So, on Facebook, YouTube, Exit Strategies Radio Show. Guys, please go out, reach out, find the content, guys. Our podcasts also show up on WJNI's website as well as Old School. 92.1, if y'all listen to my man Hev in the mornings over there, be getting it in. So look here, if you ain't completely devout on this station and get over a little bit to a little old school hip hop without all that foolishness, my man Hev over there putting that thing down in the morning. Shout out to them. Shout out to Terry Bass, who does an amazing job here at the station overall, who's making sure that we are represented in the community, guys. So thank you so much for those people. Thank you so much to our listeners, you guys who listen to us faithfully, who tune in to get a word. So look, today is no different. Now look here, I had to take down the red curtains. I couldn't have the red curtains. I had to take down the gold curtains. I couldn't have the gold curtains. Now granted, now she in red now, but look here, I had to go get some platinum curtains and put up this. I gotta pull the veil back, and if y'all watching me right now, y'all see me over here trying to get the curtains adjusted, because look here, behind the curtain today I have none other than LaShawn, my favorite friend, Super Money Abraham with National American Funding, who's joining us today. Good morning, LaShawn, how are you?
Good morning. I am doing well. How are you guys?
Incredible. So look here, you might need to tag me along to be your intro and hype man.
I know, right?
Super money. So LaShawn, thank you so much for joining us again. It's a pleasure always to have you on the show. You've been a guest with us before. You're one of our regulars, and we always bring you in to talk about that money. That money. Woo! Yeah, that's what we're going to talk about right here today. So, LaShawn, look here, last week, I kind of gave an introduction into, y'all know I could do that either. See, I know y'all paused like that. Y'all like, what he did? So, last week, we kind of did an intro and a conversation on air about the Palmetto Heroes program. So, I don't want to steal your thunder, but okay, if you don't mind, if you could, for our listeners, introduce yourself, who you are, what you do, and let's start talking about this money.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is LaShawn Abraham. I'm a mortgage loan officer with New American Funding. I've been in the industry now for almost 8 years, I believe now. So time is kind of flying. So my job is to help people find the money, as Cora mentioned, in order to purchase a home.
Money! Ooh, super money. So LaShawn, you have been a real champion locally now, and most people, to be very frank about it, don't know this, but you've been a champion locally since you've been involved in the mortgage industry of down payment mm-hmm. assistance programs. You've been helping buyers achieve home ownership, realize a dream, the American dream, if you will, of home ownership, and helped a significant number of them do so utilizing down payment assistance programs. So State Housing, we had actually had I'm Claude Spurlock. I'm the director of it. I'm SC Housing. We had him on the show a few weeks ago, and he kind of gave us a snippet and introduction into some of the programs. But that is from the director's seat. You're the person that actually goes, quote unquote, and makes the request on behalf of the borrower to get that money. So mm-hmm. if you don't mind, kind of give our listeners, you know, your views, your viewpoint and introduction into the South Carolina State Housing Program, loan program.
So South Carolina Housing is a great program. It's not necessarily specifically for first-time home buyers, but it's anybody that's pretty much looking to purchase a home as their primary residence. Mm-hmm. Typically, as long as you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you can qualify for one of their many different types of loans that they have. They help provide the assistance to those people who need it. So it is based on location. So we look at the county that you live in. So it's based on the market and the cost of living there. So the amount of assistance that's available is kind of like on a first come, first serve basis. Typically, at minimum, the minimum credit score starts off around 620 for their government loans like FHA. They offer all of the above. They do FHA, VA, USDA, and conventional financing. And then they provide anywhere from a range of $7,000 to, which we will talk about for Palmetto Heroes, $12,000 in down payment assistance, which in these times is definitely needed. They look at your household size to kind of help determine if you qualify for it. And there are some other specifics when it comes to, like I said, location and how much money your household is making in order for you to qualify for one of their programs.
So look here, for our listeners, look here, LaShawn kind of snuck that right on past, but I need you to understand I ain't miss it. LaShawn said them people giving y'all 12 stacks this year for the Palmetto Hero Program. And for those of you who ain't young enough to know what a stack is, that's $1,000. That's $12,000 that they're giving you for down payment assistance. So, LaShawn, what does a buyer have to do to qualify for that?
So, for Palmetto Heroes, one, they have to be purchasing a home in the state of South Carolina, and they also specify they want them to currently work in South Carolina. A lot of people, especially with COVID, they are, relocating and things like that. So you do have to have a job or a contract to start working in South Carolina in order to qualify for it. This year, each year, they kind of change it a little bit to what they consider to be the heroes that are eligible for this particular program. So this year, they're doing teachers, of course, like they kind of do every year, law enforcement officers, correctional officers, firefighters, EMTs, paramedics, veterans. They're doing active duty military personnel, the SC National Guard, and also licensed medical professionals. So those are like your CNAs if you actually work in a doctor's office and you have your certification. So they're doing those two.
That's a pretty expansive list of people. I know last year it included what we deemed to be essential mm-hmm. package people. I say people, but Amazon, drivers and FedEx and UPS, et cetera. So that group has been excluded for this year.
Correct.
But again, we're including licensed CNAs for those people that, are licensed in the medical profession. They in turn would be eligible this year as well. So, this program is pretty broad. And if I remember correctly, please correct me if I'm wrong, but if I remember correctly, you don't have to be a first-time buyer for this. You can actually close on it. Is this program that you can actually own a home, sell it, and then turn around as a hero and buy another house? Or you just have to sell the first house?
Yes, you can. But they do kind of have a little bit of parameters around that. It all depends on the county. Okay. So certainly they have something called their targeted counties versus their non-targeted county. Okay. So as long as you're in one of their non-targeted counties, you can do that scenario by you sell one house and close on the other one. Mm-hmm. But if you're in one of their targeted ones, you can't. They want you to have not owned a house within the last 3 years.
All right. So question for you. And I know there's a list on this, but for our listeners that are in the low country and our reach, now is significantly broader than just the low country. But for those in the low country, are there any counties that would be considered to be non-targeted counties in the low country?
Yep. So the non-targeted counties, that means that you can do exactly what you said, sell a house by. For this particular area, that would consider Charleston and
Berkeley, maybe.
So nope, just Charleston County. So okay. Just Charleston. Okay. So Berkeley, I'm looking at my list over here. Berkeley and Dorchester County are now in the target.
Okay. All right. So great. So, for our listeners that reside in those areas, you want to make sure that you, reach out for more information. So LaShawn, look, this is probably a perfect segue, a time to segue. If you don't mind, give our listeners your contact information so they can reach out to you.
Yeah. So you can reach me definitely on my cell phone. That's the best way to get me. That number is area code 843-303-8652. Definitely, I tell people, leave me a voicemail or shoot me a text if you don't get me right away. Or my email is LaShawn, which is LaShawn@NAFINC.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that information. And you guys need to reach out. LaShawn has been again, an advocate and a champion in assisting people. I mean, I've bumped into LaShawn, you know, in various parts of the state, you know, as we've all been on this mission to help people get into housing. We're trying to help people in the community, in African American community, achieve that dream of home ownership that many strive for. You know, it's kind of a, you know, for some people it's a status symbol. They feel that, you know, once they, you know, get to being a homeowner, they have quote unquote made it. But then, you know, for some it's something completely different. But whatever your reason is for, you know, desiring to be a homeowner, we want to help you achieve it. So, you know, it's extremely important. So y'all please give, you know, LaShawn a call. You know, we have to teach our children better, you know, than what we probably have in some respects. We want to make our children into owners and not just possessors or users of property, but into owners. And if we don't take the step as parents or as the older generation, if you will, if we don't take the step now to help them do that, then to be frank about it, we'll end up with a generation of renters, and versus a generation of owners. And we want to really, 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 really focus on doing that. So LaShawn, I'm going to plant this seed of a question, but we're coming unfortunately quickly up on a break, but for every person that does this kind of work, if you will, there is a why. I don't think I've ever asked you your why, you know, why you do this. So look here, I'm a give you a moment to kind of think about it and get your words together. But when we come back off this break in a second, I want to pick up with your why. Why do you do this? Why is it important for you to help people in our community? Because our listeners need to know that. So guys, look, as you guys sit there at your kitchen table, clustered around the radio, look here, we're going to do it like it's old school. I want you to take a moment of pause and be reflective and thank our God, thank our maker for this day and for this time, whatever that is. And I don't know where that came from, but I'm just reminded in this moment to be thankful, just thankful and appreciative for this time, whatever this time is, whatever general nonsense is going on. Look here, be thankful for it nonetheless, because it could be worse and it could be something different. So there's a reason for you to be here. There's a reason that you listen to this. There's a purpose in it, and we want to be thankful in that. So guys, look here, flip that flapjack. Guys, this is Exit Strategies Radio Show, and we're going to be right back.
You've been thinking about selling that home. You placed it on the market, it didn't sell. Maybe you have a home and you just need it gone today. I have an option for you. I need you to give me a call, 843-225-3759. We're paying cash for your home. Offers on the spot, closing quickly. Give me a call, 843-225-3759, or send us a text, 843-225-3759. Hey, you want to buy a house? No down payment? We got a solution. Please check out our website for more information for down payment assistance programs that may be available on any home that you want to buy in South Carolina. That is nodownpaymentsc.com. Again, that is nodownpaymentsc.com. Please check it out. Get that information. Let's buy this house. nodownpaymentsc.com. That's nodownpaymentsc.com.
And we are back, guys. Second segment, Exit Strategies Radio Show. I am your host, Colvin J. Millett, the broker and owner of Exit Realty Low Country Group in beautiful. I'm working on that. North Charleston, South Carolina. If this happens to be the first time that you have fell on this dial, on this station, on your dial, ho, don't you move. I need you to sit right there because you're in for a treat. Sir or ma'am, sit right there because you are in for a treat. Because our mission here is very simple. That is to empower our community, the African American community, through financial literacy and real estate education, guys. We're legacy building. That's what we do. So you can catch us on social media. Please check us out. Please like our content. Please share it. Please call your friend right now. Turn the radio down just a little bit. I don't want you to miss that now. But call your friend right now and tell them, hey, look here, I need for you to tune in because they're talking about something over here that you might want to know about. I want you to go ahead and do that right now. Don't you wait. Don't you delay. Let's go ahead and get at it. Let's make it happen. All right? So I told you guys in the first segment, in the lead in, that we had to go out to change the curtains. I couldn't use red. I couldn't use gold. I had to go get some platinum curtains. Look here. Because I managed to get over here to this show today for this stage. LaShawn, super money. Yeah, look, she walked around with a t-shirt. got super money on it under her. So look at what you see in the street, and she say her name, just ask her to bust her shirt open, because she got super money right there on her chest, because she is ready to go with this money. So I got LaShawn Super Money Abraham with New American Funding, my apologies, and she is joining us today to talk about the state housing program. So guys, look, before the break, I dropped the nugget, a seed. Hey, look, we're going to talk about this when we come back. So we got to put her on the spot. So LaShawn, before the break, first of all, LaShawn, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Number two, this question, your why. Why do you do this? Why is this important to you, this work in the community?
I would definitely say me being a loan officer, me being an African-American loan officer, my why behind this is the passion. One, I feel like the knowledge is not there in the African-American community. And for myself, I felt like people need to know the information. They need to know the rules and guidelines in order to be able to be a part of this wonderful experience. There's so much benefits in owning a house besides just the stability that it brings, the wealth that it generates. And I truly feel that it's worth everyone knowing about it. And sometimes that information isn't taught. It's not in school. It's not in a textbook. So for me, it's very, very important for me to get that message out to others.
Okay. Okay. And that makes perfect sense. You know, one of the things, and people, look here, I ain't saying that we the same. So look here, for y'all, y'all folk that's the real scholars. Now look here, don't y'all go to indicting me about what I'm about to say here. Don't y'all go breaking open the scripture and indicting me now, because I ain't what this thing here is about. But this thing here is a work. You know what I'm saying? Anytime that you're looking to do something to give back in your community, to serve or be of service to others, you know, from your past on down to the people, the lay people, if you will, that are engaged and trying to really help people, there is a work in that, because again, service requires sacrifice to self. I had a conversation. If I recall correctly, last name is Washington. We met up in Somerville. His apostle has a church out in Holly Hill. And sir, if you're listening this morning, thank you so much for tuning in. If one of his members is listening, y'all let him know I gave him a shout out here on the show. But we're having a conversation, and what I said to him in the conversation we're having, that service requires sacrifice. In order to serve someone else, you have to sacrifice yourself. You have to lay down yourself in order to. So LaShawn, thank you so much for laying down yourself in order to be of service to others in the community. You know, people like to think, okay, well, look, you're only doing this for this reason. But I promise you, I said this on Facebook a week or so ago. Look, I could find a whole lot of other things to do, a whole lot less stressful than doing this and make more money doing it. So it ain't got nothing to do with the money. It's about the people that we serve. There's a reason why we do this. We do this for the, oh, wow, I really just bought a house. Oh, are you serious? I own a house. That is why we do this. That's why. So, LaShawn, let's get back to, and not to steal your thunder, because look, I can't upstage you now. You super money, you super money. I can't upstage you. But let's talk about this program, you know, State Palmetto Heroes and the state housing, you know, program. So before the break, you were telling our listeners about the range of money. So you can use this money to buy a new construction house, correct?
You can, yep.
All right. So what construction types, or are there any particular construction types that they're limited to purchasing or what have you? Is it kind of pretty open?
Yeah, so for the most part, it's open pretty much to any type of property with the exception of manufactured housing. Mm-hmm. So all of your single family homes, it can be a townhouse or a condo, new construction or pre-existing. The house still has to be livable. You know, you can't use it to buy like a foreclosed property or something like that. But like you said before, this year state housing is doing $12,000, which is the highest amount of money they have ever given. That money can be used towards both down payment and closing costs. It can be paired with all loans. So it can be USDA, VA, FHA, or conventional. So if you know that both USDA and VA are 100% financing, so that additional $12,000 can either be used towards closing costs, or you can also use that money to actually like buy down your principal so you're not borrowing as much money. Mm-hmm. They haven't disclosed the interest rate on that product yet, but I'm pretty sure that rate is going to be in the low 3s. That's typically where it's always been the last few years, and that's kind of where rates are right now. So that's still an awesome rate in this type of market today. So it's a very great option for those people who, you know, truly want to buy a house, but they don't quite have, you know, all of the money that they need to kind of make the down payment. It is a great alternative, a great resource, you know, for individuals who are in need and can qualify for it.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's huge. You know, one of the things, as a matter of fact, this is a pretty broad, and, you know, if you're uncomfortable, you know, answering the question, but, you know, the loans that you do, roughly what percentage you believe of the loans that you do, you know, the buyer is getting down payment assistance?
I would say probably about 50%. 50% of my clients do down payment.
And that's a huge work. I mean, there's so many lenders out there that won't even touch down payment assistance programs. They won't even help a buyer. Some of them know about the programs and won't share the information. But then others don't even bother, won't even look for the information because they don't want the additional headache or whatever that goes along with it or restrictions. Just understand that our listeners, you know, there are programs out there, you know, maybe you qualify, maybe you don't. Now let's talk about income guidelines for these programs. Are there any income restrictions or what that go along with these particular programs?
There are. So with state housing, it's based on your household size. So this is very important for this particular Palmetto Heroes program. So it's not just based on how much you make as an individual. It's everybody that's in your household or anybody that's going to be occupying your household. So whether you're getting married or if you're having a new baby and that baby is going to be born within that same year, they count that as a part of your actual household. One of my little tips I would tell people is be very, very careful how you file your taxes and who you're claiming on your taxes, because they look at your tax returns as your dependents as well. And so you have to be able to document and source and answer questions regarding any type of, you know, people that you claim on your tax return as a dependent. So as far as the restrictions goes, it's based on household size. It's anywhere from 1 to 2 persons or anybody over 3 or more in a household. The amounts kind of vary depending on the county, but for the most part, on average, for like a single individual, they can really make up to roughly about $80,000. For a household of 4 or 5, they can make close up to about $95,000 or so to be eligible to purchase under this particular program.
That's huge. So that's pretty expansive. So, you know, for our listeners, you know, something to take away from all that. You know, oftentimes people just focus on one thing. You know, I liken it sometimes to how, you know, sometimes we take one scripture and we run with it. We don't get the context. We don't get what happened before it and what happened after it, so we can understand all of it and have the proper interpretation. You know, we take that one little scripture. Now we indicting and convicting people on that one little scripture. But what about the rest of it? And how does that really play out? So, guys, what you just heard, let's not focus on limits. Let's focus on the availability and accessibility. Let's figure that out and what that looks like, you know, your family, for your household. Now, let me ask you this. We kind of were talking about this a little bit before we, quote unquote, came to air. You know, what are you seeing out there? I mean, obviously you're, you know, from your seat, you know, you got the financial aspect and piece of it. Where's the challenges for buyers in this current market, both in the home search, but also in the approval process? Where are the issues at that you're running across?
The three things that pop up in my head right now, there are three major issues right now. So one, the government is tightening up on the housing market. So between the shortage of inventory, that's one. Two, the credit, the lack of credit, you know, the lower credit scores has always been a bit of a challenge. And then lastly is assets, because a lot of people think that even though we have these great programs like this, that you don't need money to buy a house, you truly need money to buy a house. In addition to getting these down payment assistance services, you still need to have money saved of your own as well to combine with this money that they are offering to assist you. They are, because of COVID and the effects that it has had on a lot of people with their jobs and things of that sort, they have truly kind of tightened guidelines a little bit more in regards to what they consider to be what they say risky lending. So you won't find a lot of lenders in the future being able to lend money on second homes and investment properties. You won't find too many people right now. They're saying if your credit score is really under like a 660, it's going to be very challenging to get those loans approved if your debt to income ratio isn't under 45%. And or if you don't have at least what we consider 2 or 3 months of reserves, which are savings that are equal to your mortgage payment. So having money saved and trying to minimize as much debt as possible that you have puts you in such a great position to be eligible to buy a house.
Interesting. That's huge. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Look here, and that's probably content for another show. And look here, we're running out of time today. But, you know, our listeners, guys, look here, we need to continue that conversation for real. Because, again, you guys just got put up on some real, you know, some real knowledge and game that we need to work on. We don't need to be focused just on today. We need to continue to work for tomorrow and make sure we're getting things in order, because this game is going to get more challenging. You know, we like to think that, you know, with the change of administration, we end up with you know, more lax rules and all that kind of stuff and make it easier, but it's actually making it more difficult. And that's a big conversation right there for sure. So, LaShawn, thank you so much for joining us today. If you don't mind, give our listeners your contact information one more time.
Yeah. So once again, LaShawn Abraham, my phone number is 843-303-8652. If you call me, like I said, leave me a voicemail, please, or text me. or you can reach me by email at LaShawn, LaShawn@NAFINC.com.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, LaShawn, for joining us. For our listeners, guys, you got some real straight from the horse's mouth information today. Guys, you know, Super Money is here delivering it to you, but also putting you on point to let you know how you can get it. You know what I'm saying? So let's work out there and make it happen. Guys, as always, as I tell you, you know, out there in them streets, that's where you're going to find me. So I'm going to tell you now, like I always do, guys, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'm going to see you guys out there in them streets.